You know what time of year it is? It's March Madness time, and I have two words for you. Hoops Hangout. Starting Thursday, March 21st through Sunday, March 24th, and Saturday, April 6th, it's the College Basketball Tournament Watch Parties at Seneca Niagara.
Catch college basketball tournament action with your friends during March and April in your one-of-a-kind viewing area at Seneca Niagara. To reserve your spot, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com.
Nothing else comes close.
Time now for another edition of Side Notes presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. What are the Sabres going to do about the captaincy going forward, Thomas? Is this something where you could see them announcing something this year, or do they wait until next year to have an excuse to do another press conference?
I think if they, you know, obviously none of us are there on day-to-day basis, but if Kevin and Granato feel like they know who the next guy is, for me, there shouldn't be any reason to wait. They should make the announcement as soon as possible. The Philadelphia Flyers just named the captain in season.
Do you think it's clear cut on this team?
I don't know. It's tough to me for us, for any, maybe you guys are around a little bit more. You talk to more people who are in the room. I don't talk to anyone. So I don't know. Does Dahlin have leadership qualities, or is he just a hell of a player and an assistant captain? Is Tuck, does he bring a ton of leadership? Is he more vocal? And you don't have to be vocal. Chris Drury was he was a hell of a captain. And Chris wasn't the most vocal guy, but he knew when to speak. You were a captain, but you were more of a vocal captain. So there's different ways to lead. So it all depends of how they feel inside of those walls, who's the right fit. From the outside, it's always easy. Oh, it's Dahlin. He's been here the longest. First overall pick, just signed an 8-year extension. But maybe he's not a captain material. Maybe just let him be Dahlin and be a sick player and keep the A on him. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Well, he is wearing the A. You have Dylan Cousins, who's 22, turning 23, been in the league for a few years now. Obviously has shown some leadership qualities. Alex Tuck is probably one of the longer standing players in this league at his age and playing at a high level and bleeds the blue and gold. Maybe Tage Thompson, who has grown into being a very, just his personality, you listen to him talk after games, represents himself very well. I don't know how they are. Maybe Jeff Skinner, who's 31 years old.
You couldn't even keep a straight face saying that.
I was wondering if you were going to go the whole conversation without even bringing his name up.
Tried, man.
And you throw him in.
Tried so hard.
And you throw him in a captain conversation.
Yeah. To me, this whole captain thing is so stupid anyways to me. Like, when you have a good room, you got a bunch of good guys. They care for each other. They lead. And it's not like it. I think in my early years, you guys played before me, and then I joined you guys. Then you needed a captain more so than now, right? Because back then we didn't have days off. We needed Chris Drury to go in there and tell Lindy, hey, the kid's legs are shot. He skated 28 days in a row. Maybe throw him a cookie and then tell him to stay at home one day.
Yeah.
These guys now, the last 5 years when I played, there was days off everywhere. Because Scheduled days off. And on top of that, more days off because it's the new school that rest is important for these guys, So that to me back then is why really you needed a captain. In today's game, it's just a show and tell, right? Usually it's the young guy. I think Toronto did it really good. They brought in Tavares to be the leader. And why put that C on Matthews or Marner and those guys? Like, just let them play. Give them an A so they feel good and it looks good in the pictures. But overall, it doesn't. It's not needed. It's really not needed.
Yeah. I think a lot of these guys, you're going to have certain teams that you have a clear cut captain of your hockey team. And it's undeniable. He sticks out almost like a sore thumb. But the majority of these teams have leadership by committee. Okay, there's not necessarily one alpha male that just kind of steps up and just like, this is what we're doing, follow me. I think Rasmus Dahlin and Tuck and Cousins and Tage and guys like that that have been in this, Zemgus Girgensen, been in this league a very long time, very respected guy in the dressing room, guys like that. I think you're going to see those guys come to the forefront. And take this over when you lose a guy like Kalik Poso, who is so good and so important, you know, off the ice, away from the rink, on the road, understanding just the little things. That's where you learn from. And I think a lot of these young guys have learned from Kalik Poso and how he interacts and handles certain things. So 100%. Do I know which one's going to be a captain? I really, really don't. I would think it's going to be probably in between Alex Tuck, Dahlin, and Dylan Cousins.
Yeah, I mean,
and this is amazing to me. Go ahead.
No, but he said, you know, there's certain guys in the league, the Crosbys, that, you know, they are the leaders, right?
Yeah.
But then you look at Colorado, MacKinnon. I mean, that's your ultimate, like the way he works. Yeah, the stories you hear, the way he plays and this. But yeah, they you know, I think he was on the team when they named Landeskog captain. But it didn't bug him. Like, it didn't affect his game.
But Landeskog was one of the youngest captains.
He was.
To ever
he was
be
super
named,
young,
right?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's in the same mold as the Crosby, as McDavid, right?
That's right.
It's all the
Jonathan Toews.
Toews, exactly. I mean, and there you go, another example. Patty Kane was there too. They didn't give it the, like, because he was probably a more quiet guy. He still had to learn things. And so
Kane didn't get it either, though. I mean, Toews was the obvious choice.
With right.
Kane, that, you know, maybe we're looking at this all wrong in Buffalo, guys. You know, you guys are talking Dahlin. You mentioned Tuck, Dylan Cousins. Are those the only options?
No. There's an option that's not even in the organization, in my opinion.
Oh.
You do the same thing as Toronto. You bring in an older guy like Tavares, and you slap
Corey
it on
Perry,
him and let those kids develop.
How about this one? How about Boone Jenner? If you were to trade for Boone Jenner from the Columbus Blue Jackets and bring him to Buffalo and just let him interact with the players on the team, I think players would immediately understand what he's made of.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking more along the lines of something else.
Okay.
You mentioned Landeskog. Connor McDavid got it after year one. Jack Eichel got it way before he ever deserved it.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
You know what time of year it is? It's March Madness time, and I have two words for you. Hoops Hangout. Starting Thursday, March 21st through Sunday, March 24th, and Saturday, April 6th, it's the College Basketball Tournament Watch Parties at Seneca Niagara.
Catch college basketball tournament action with your friends during March and April in your one-of-a-kind viewing area at Seneca Niagara. To reserve your spot, go to SenecaNiagaraCasino.com.
Nothing else comes close.
I'm thinking more along the lines of something else.
Okay.
You mentioned Landeskog. Connor McDavid got it after year one. Jack Eichel got it way before he ever deserved it.
Let me guess.
Yeah.
Benson.
Zach Benson.
God, Petey always does this to you, Ribs, huh?
I would travel to the mists of Avalon with Zach Benson. I would run through a brick fucking wall. No, I didn't want him on the team at the start of the year. And not only that, he should not have even had a chance to have a spot on the team in the year. If there were three fucking injuries in training camp going into the season, he still should not have had a spot on this fucking team, because this team was supposed to be a lot better going forward. But I'll tell you what, I watch this kid every single night. He is the hardest working player on the Buffalo Sabres every single night, by far the hardest working player. And that's pretty sad, but it's also very true. So I'm just going to leave it. Pardon?
I said, slap the C on him.
Put a C on him. Let's get a C on this fucking kid.
I like Riff's idea better, but.
What's his idea again? Do I have to, can I hear it, or do I have to listen and find out what it is through editing? No, I don't know. The problem, Thomas, with saying that the guy's not here right now is that if you're going to
get saying the guy doesn't have to be here right now.
Okay. But the only problem with that for me is if it's a UFA signing, well, now you're paying him more just to come here and be your captain, whether he knows he's going to be your captain or not.
You got to do that no matter what.
Craig, when you got traded to Buffalo, did you have any inkling that you were going to be captain?
Not whatsoever. And I will say this, that if I was ever part of an organization like Buffalo and I brought someone like me in who had been in the league a long time, who had been an assistant captain for many years, I would not name him captain. I would not name him captain. I wouldn't name myself captain. Now, you guys were really young.
I didn't.
There's a lot of really good hockey players on our team, but holy shitballs, insanely immature, because you guys had never seen anything else but Lindy. So you treated Lindy like he was like...
No. See, that's where you're wrong. And let me stop you right there. I think, you came in, you had experience, you were older and this. But Lindy did not want any of his guys to have any say. So here's a new guy. He'll rather to deal with you because you're new and you got to learn his way. We already know his way and he doesn't want us in control. I think is what happened because that's all Lindy.
You, Riv. No offense to you, Riv, and going against a bit of what you're saying, but maybe you're just not factoring this guy in. I was shocked we even voted that year. I can't believe that they didn't put the C on Teppo Neumann's shirt right away. Like, it didn't make any sense to me. No offense, Craig. You were
how many years did he play after the year that I got there?
That might have been his last year.
Exactly, and that's why they didn't give it to him. He was already how old?
60.
Greatest hair ever I've ever seen in my entire life. But he was really old, and a very quiet, incredible, gentle person, right?
He's the best. You know, he probably still looks the same right now.
I guess my point, what I'm trying to say to you, Thomas, is like you're saying, like maybe the captain is not in the locker room right now, and I just don't see that as a good thing. I think there's enough leadership from these young guys that have learned enough that are ready to take a step. You know, Rasmus Dahlin is probably ready. Alex Tuck is ready. If that's the one they choose, he's ready. Dylan Cousins, you know, he's still a young guy, but he's probably ready. Tage Thompson, I could see Tage Thompson as wearing a C on this team. There's
that's
guys
fine,
that are ready.
But then my whole point is what Petey started, Rivs, is if you have the guy, why wait?
Because I think they want to have excitement and freshness starting a new season. I think this year they need to battle it out with three assistant captains. That's
so
what I think they're going to do.
I'm so sick of the, what do you call it? The secrecy or all. Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Like, just do it.
If you think you have the guy in the room, like, do it.
No, you know what it is? It's buildup. It's publicity. It's the PR. It's hey, let's keep the obvious choice a secret so that the day before the season starts.
But is it an obvious choice? That's the whole point. It's not obvious. The choice is not obvious. That's why I think there's some suspense.
Who decides on the captain?
Excitement.
Who's going to decide on the Sabres' next captaincy?
I would think Kevin Adams and Don Granato. Together.
Is it the GM's decision, Thomas, or is 100%. It the coaches?
100%.
If I'm the GM, I'm making that call. Because
100%.
If the team doesn't perform, the coach is gone, in my opinion. So I'm making this call.
Okay.
100%.
Good. I'm glad we established that.
But the coach definitely has input.
Yes, but ultimately, Kevin Adams, who basically is going to be here for a long time, who has a vision, a long-term vision, is going to have a major, major say in who that guy is going to be.
Okay.
Now, now here's the thing. There's no clear cut right now. I think there's options, but there's no clear cut guy right now that they're saying 100% that guy's going to be the guy.
I think it's been decided. I think it's been I think it's been decided for a couple of years, to be honest with you.
Who is it? Bo Byram?
Yes. Bowen Byram. Yes. How did you know this, Thomas? You're a fucking mind reader.
You had a choice right now.
It's Darlene. It's Darlene.
It's Darlene. And it's and you want to know what's amazing? And this is here it is. Here's but I was told a couple years ago that it's already decided. He already knew that he was going to be the next captain after Oposo. He has known this.
It's probably in his 8-year extension.
Well, I don't think
27.
Well, yeah. NMC in his deal. No move captaincy.
No move captaincy.
This has been Side Notes presented by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close.
Now, Riv's got to say his bit quick.
Oh, yeah. What's your bit, Riv?
I want to hear it live.
Which one?
The Seneca. At the end, what do you always say?
Nothing else comes close.